We're at Elmwood High School to congratulate the FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Elmwood Boys Basketball Team. Yeah! Huge support for the Trojans during the voting earlier this week. Voting sheets coming in from the grade school through the high school as well as from the community. And as the team gets set for the start of the postseason with regionals on Monday, just an incredible outpouring of school spirit and community pride for the team. So on behalf of Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth, Martin, your local John Deere dealer, and the Regional Office of Education, we're presenting the team with a Hometown Heroes plaque in their honor for the trophy case, Hometown Heroes t-shirts for all the team members from Go Van Goes, and they're now in the running for a chance to win $1,000 for their high school's athletic department when we wrap up the winter sports season. So congratulations again to our Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Elmwood Trojans boys basketball team.
Let's meet the Trojans.
Lane Durst, senior guard.
Mason Griffith, senior forward.
Oliver Thorne, junior forward.
Jimmy Babcock, senior forward.
Cyrus Sims, senior guard.
Jackson McGee, senior forward.
Garrett Webster, sophomore guard.
Bryson Shadley, junior guard.
Cam Stevenson, sophomore guard.
Aiden Faulkner, sophomore guard.
Bo Windisch, junior guard.
Together on three. One, two, three, together.
Head coach of the Elmwood Boys basketball team is Josh Fugit. Congratulations on being Hometown Heroes of the Week. Amazing outpouring of support for the team. But I got to believe you're probably used to that and seeing that kind of support at the games.
Yeah, we talk about it every year, and really we talk about it in the locker room before our home games about how appreciative we should be of the crowd support that we have at all of our games, from all of the parents of the players that show up, the parents of all of the other groups that are here supporting us, the cheerleaders, the Palms teams, the band shows up and is a tremendous support at our home games, and then members from the community that aren't necessarily invested with a player or participant in anything that continue to show up and cheer us on year after year. You know, we have a unique gym with bleachers only on one side. We can't run side to side in practice with the baskets, but there's no other gym that I would want to play a game in or have it for our home gym when it comes time for the games, because this place gets loud and rocking, and that's a big tip of the hat to our community and the fans that show up.
Well, I know you're looking forward to postseason, not looking back at this point, but just for a moment, let's look back at the regular season. And a big milestone for you just last Friday, Coach Fugit, congratulations on reaching that 200 coaching wins milestone.
Yeah, thanks. I think as a coach, the first thing I think of is, man, that must mean that I'm getting a little bit older here eventually if I've been coaching long enough to hit that. But I really think it's a reflection of our school and our program and the many great players that we've had over the years. So don't feel like I've been doing it that long, but it's been easy for those years that I have been coaching with the players that we've had. And I could go down the list and name our all-conference players that we've had in that time. So I talked with our guys about that this season. You know, that it was nice to see some of our staff and administration there at the game, and they know that's not the kind of recognition and attention that I would want at the game, so probably more of an attempt to embarrass me a little bit because I want it to be about the kids, and it is about them. But, you know, we spoke about that after the game, about this year's group and the legacy that they can leave, because they've been able to look into the past at some players that have certainly left that legacy of the 200 wins here over the last 9 or 10 years.
Well, every season is a journey. For this team, what were some of the achievements looking back at the season, some of the achievements or milestones for the team that you were proud to see?
Well, the journey was much different than last year. Last year we started 13-1, and this year we started 1-4 in our opening tournament. So it was a bit of an adjustment, I think, for some of our guys that were a part of both of those programs. But every week they continue to show up and get better and improve, and we're definitely playing our best basketball of the year right now. You know, our season ended here with the majority of our Prairie Land Conference opponents. We went 4-1 in the North Division for one of our few Prairie Land Conference North Division titles. So another achievement to these guys, and something I think they're going to look back on and appreciate after it's over.
Well, what word or characteristic would you say kind of defines this team, this year's squad?
I would say fun. I've had a lot of fun with them. It's a senior group that we're going to miss. They enjoy each other. They're extremely close. A group that started as freshmen during a very weird and awkward COVID season. And so it's been rewarding to get to see them enjoy some of the success that they've had this year in some of their big wins. And it's been some fun locker rooms, celebrations afterwards in some of those victories.
Well, the regular season's wrapped up. Looking towards the postseason starting on Monday. And did I see right, you have a home game to start off regionals?
home game on Monday at 6 o'clock against a really talented Low Point Washburn team that, you know, we've had a few practices here already and a few more to get ready for. So really trying to dial in on making sure that we are as prepared as we can possibly be on Monday.
Well, Coach, best wishes as you head into that postseason. Hopefully a big deep run into the postseason play. And congratulations again on being voted in FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.